Sri Lanka's Tamil Tiger rebels warned this week that a power struggle within the government is threatening the 2-year-old ceasefire. Intense rivalry between the Prime Minister and the President of Sri Lanka has created uncertainty in the country, and it has stalled peace talks. The rebels appear to be using the lull in fighting to consolidate their control over parts of the country. Reporter Kavita Menon traveled to Jaffna, where there is strong support for the Tigers, and filed this report.
On a tropical evening, crowds of Hindu worshippers circle Jaffna's landmark Nallur Kandaswamy Temple, just as they have done for hundreds of years. As music from the procession fills the air, it's possible to imagine a time before the war gutted this northern town. During the 20 years of civil war, people here suffered some of the worst of the fighting. Jaffna's population is overwhelmingly Tamil, who are an ethnic minority in Sri Lanka. And there is strong support here for the Tamil Tiger Rebels, also known as the LTTE. Lawyer Shanta Abhimana Singham heads the Jaffna Bar Association.
People see LTTE as their saviors. They feel if not for the LTTE, we won't be where we are now.
Abhimana Singham spent her life fighting through the courts for Tamil civil rights, but she says it was the militants who finally forced the government to pay attention to Tamil grievances. Jaffna is ostensibly government-controlled, with soldiers and checkpoints everywhere. But the Tigers seem to have far more influence over the people's hearts and minds, whether by inspiration or intimidation is hard to say. The singers are members of Jaffna's Theatre Action Group. Their message, we want our homeland. This was the thrust of the Tigers' long separatist campaign, though the rebels now say they're prepared to negotiate for something short of all-out independence. The Tigers have proposed an LTTE-controlled interim administration to govern the Northeast until a final peace deal is reached. Already, the rebels have used the ceasefire period to strengthen their control in the Tamil-majority areas. Human rights activist Rajan Hool, himself a Jaffna Tamil, is angry about the rebels' growing power, and he does not think the government or the international community should grant the Tigers political legitimacy.
You have here a force that holds the people to ransom, virtually pointing a gun at their head and demanding that the rest of the world should hand over the people willy-nilly into their control, and I think that is totally unacceptable.
Poole, a former math professor, fled Jaffna in 1990 and says he still cannot go home for fear of being killed by the rebels. International monitors report that even during this ceasefire, the Tigers have carried out political assassinations, and they are also still forcibly recruiting children to swell their ranks. Psychiatrist Dayasoma Sundaram admits serious concern about whether the Tigers can adjust to function in a democratic political space and respect basic human rights. But he says there is no other choice. After decades of war and fratricidal violence between competing Tamil militants, the LTTE is the only group strong enough to take up a leadership role.
Those who are interested in doing things for society or who could take a leadership have either been killed, intimidated, or they have migrated. The social environment now is for people to be silent, not to be involved, not to speak up.
Lawyer Shanta Abhimana Singham thinks this political culture will change. She says the public will start speaking out, but only once they're confident that there will be a lasting peace.
Of course, then the people will start telling what they feel, because nobody can tell them you are spoiling the war, or you are making some remarks which will go against our freedom fight or something. So the LTTE should realize that when the peace comes, the attitude of the people also will change.
Then, she adds, the Tigers will have to respond by making some changes themselves. For NPR News, I'm Kavita Menon.